Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
More Tiger Baseball Talk at 9:35. We're talking Wolverines after a loss. You heard in the update, now down to 24 in the AP. You could argue, should they even be ranked right now? I think it's a huge gut check time now with the bye week, right? I don't think this team looks like they're well coached. You've got a week to sit, stew, decide what you're going to do, and then you got a road game with Illinois, and no one's feeling sorry for you. John, Washington lost a lot from last year's team, more than Michigan lost from last year's team, and they went 13-0 in the fourth quarter as Michigan lost that football game. It's a coaching issue to me more than anything else.
To me, it's. I'll ask you this question. We've asked Jerome Moore this. You know, he's not calling plays. Do you think he should take it over?
Yeah, I mean, I think all things are on the table, and that's the thing you do when you have a bye week is you reevaluate what are we doing offensively. Because, John, I know Tuttle looked better. I put a question mark on that statement because at the end of the day,
still two turnovers, one interception. It was end of the game effectively, and a fumble that, I mean, you've got to protect the football. That's why Davis Warren lost his job. Alex Orji came in and, you know, he had the interception last week, but he did a better job of protecting it. You just don't have any threat of passing the ball at that point. So then you go to who was now healthy, Jack Tuttle, and it felt like there was a rhythm to the offense, but it dissipated after three drives. You have a staff on the other side that is making adjustments, and you've got to make those same adjustments offensively. You can't just keep going to the same well. It can't be Khalil Mullins. It can't be Donovan Edwards. It has to be, you eventually have to throw to a wide receiver.
Yeah, and maybe that's Sharon taking over play calling, but is he taking over defensive play calling too? Because I think both sides are poorly coordinated right now. I mean, at that point, that's why I make the blanket statement, a poorly coached team. The missed tackling, the big chunk plays defensively, and then offensively, you've had three different quarterbacks come in and you can't make it work with any of them. At some point, like, that is on what you're doing offensively.
Well, none of them are any good, though. What about that? How about the talent here? Look, I'm not going to dismiss the coaching. Wink looks like Don Brown, like mini 2.0. I don't think he's completely Don Brown. Offensively, what do you got to work with? I mean, I was thinking about this here. You know what? If they had Jake Rudock, that type of quarterback, as their quarterback, I think they only have one loss. I really do. And that's really pathetic, because Jake Rudock wasn't some, like, great grad transfer or something like that. He was just a solid quarterback. Don't even have a solid quarterback. And that's where you go back to last year, the irresponsibility of Jim Harbaugh, Jerome Moore, JJ, everybody knew he was going pro. Come on. you know, that you didn't bring in something that was at least that viable option. I'm not talking about going and getting Cam Ward in that situation. And how about this, too? What about the receiver situation?
Sure.
You know, their leading receiver has 13 catches for 78 yards and one touchdown, Samaj Morgan. Their wide receiver does not have 100 yards yet in six games.
So when Stoney was here, he would say Michigan is Iowa. They're actually less productive than Brian Ferentz's Iowa passing attack. Think about what I just said. Brian Ferentz, who was only an OC at Iowa because of nepotism and was fired because he contractually couldn't score enough points, they were doing a better job involving their receivers in the passing game than Kurt Campbell, Sharon Moore, and the offensive staff at Michigan. That's damning. That's poorly coached. You got to figure it out. You're at the bye week. You have two losses, and your season's effectively over now. I mean, they'd have to win out. If they lose one more game, and we believe they're going to lose at least one more, probably two more, with Oregon and Ohio State, you're not going to a playoff. You're not in Big Ten contention. And even in a down year, I think that's the standard at Michigan, is to compete for the playoff. They're not competing for the playoff. They're competing for a spot in a bowl game right now.
I mean, yeah. It's, I don't know. There needs to be major adjustments made during the bye week. And whether it's Sharon Moore takes over play calling and the offense being more productive, staying on the field. And that was the argument going into this, is the offense had put the defense in some, you know, precarious positions. But if you got stars on defense, you should be able to step up. Not every single time, but you're going to step up more than they have. But this is a game where Michigan actually held the ball longer than Washington did. They won time of possession.
But and they ran the ball well. Like, on paper, they ran for like 5 yards a carry. They won TOP, and they still lost.
Right, and that's where I go to. It seems like they're reactive in regards to what they're doing. And going into the game, I had said, even if you have a stud quarterback, the defense that they were facing, the strength of it was in the secondary. You should be able to line up and run the football. And whether it's with Alex Orji as a threat at running, and honestly, they didn't call that enough. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you put in Jack Tuttle, he picks up some yards with his feet. They're not designed runs, but he escapes the pocket and is starting to make some good decisions. Your offense feels like it has a little bit better flow. You've got to find a way in the bye week, whether it's, you know, who's calling the plays, it's technique up front of protecting your quarterback, it's the effectiveness of your offense to put your defense in better position.
Their final five possessions, we're going to throw out the last one because they're already down 10. They ran out of time. They weren't going to be able to score twice in that time. But the four possessions prior, I believe all of them started with a first down run. But all of them were empty possessions. You do need to be balanced. You can't just be, like, because again, when they did try to pass, one's a fumble, one's a pick. It's got to be better. You have to be a more dangerous, balanced football team. And maybe that some of that is play calling and keeping teams on their heels better.
Well, and I think it was the series where they ended up fumbling. I think that's what it was. It was the third to last series where they run the ball three times and pick up a first down.
Yep.
Then they throw the ball and they're behind the chains on second down, and then all of a sudden they drop back to pass again. Jack Tuttle has to scramble and he doesn't protect the football, lays it on the ground, and it sets up an easy score for Washington.
Some ticket texts coming in. Your reactions to Michigan, second loss of the season, at that one, to an unranked Washington team. The texter says, maybe Orji can catch the ball because Michigan doesn't have a D1 receiver on the roster that plays right now. How much is this on the receiver room? Like, this passing game?
A lot of it's on the receiver. I mean, you got to create some separation. You got to give a good target.
Why doesn't Michigan run the triple option offense? They could have Edwards and Mullings behind Orji and play true option football.
But like I said, everything has to be on the table. I don't know if they're going to go that far.
Service Academy style.
Yeah.
The blame is on Ward Manuel, who hired someone unqualified to coach this team. Of course, Sharon would accept it, but the AD has to know he wasn't a championship caliber coach. Matt in Royal Oak.
Well, like I said, there's enough blame to go around. When you have a coach that flirts with the NFL for 3 years, finally leaves, at some point, it is going to affect recruiting. And I think you're looking at those results now.
I think you go back to that option text two texts ago. Seriously, that would kind of be channeling what the Tigers did this year. You want to save your season. You got a bye week. 2 weeks, install the triple option.
You can't install that in 2 weeks.
No.
Come on. I mean,
it's a completely different brand of football. You're cutting guys on the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Texter says, Michigan football is a disaster. OC and DC are terrible. You're a national powerhouse. You don't have a quarterback or any decent receivers. This is an absolute disappointment.
It is disappointing.
Here's one thing that I do think is a factor in the coaching. So think about when Harbaugh left, and by golly, we knew he took a lot of the staff with him. So what did Michigan do to fill the gaps in that staff? A lot of hiring up. So Kirk Campbell goes from quarterback coach to OC. Sherrone Moore, we saw him on game day, but there's obviously a lot more to be the head coach of a major D1 program than just what you're doing on game day. So Sherrone Moore gets hired up. The assistant strength and conditioning coach over Ben Herbert gets hired up to the head strength and conditioning coach.
Grant Newsom goes from tight end to O-line.
Right. So people are maybe coaches are being hired up to a level a little bit above their expertise. Maybe you can do that for a coach or two, but staff-wide, you're going to see a major problem like you're seeing here at U of M.
Well, I think it goes to you, whether or not Harbaugh was distracted in the month of January after winning the national championship. We have seen other coaches manage that and be able to continue to recruit and continue to put out teams that are competing year in and year out for the playoffs. Yes, they were in the playoffs for 3 years. They won 3 Big Ten championships. But even if you're leaving, you can't leave your program without a quarterback or without talent at receiver or without a lot of key components that you need to continue to win.
Yeah, well, we bring up the quarterback transfer portal. People point out timing and dates and when guys were available and when they were, and that's fine. Receiver, there's no excuse. They knew the receiver room was light. They knew it was light in December, in January, that's Harbaugh. They knew it was light in April, that's Sherrone. I mean, there's just no excuse. Sherrone was on the offensive staff in December and January. It's collectively they didn't address the receiver position, because then you would have some separation. Then you would make life easier on a Davis Warren or a Jack Tuttle or even an Alex Orji, who are not very good, but at least they'd have someone they could get the ball to who'd be wide open because they create that separation. That's why I say it's systemic. If you're going to have 3 different quarterbacks, if you can't get guys open schemed wise, if you don't have guys that can get open, that's also a coaching decision with the portal. It's a coaching issue at Michigan right now. As much as we say the players got to execute, and I understand that, it feels like a coaching issue with the Wolverines. 248-539-9797. We got ticket text to get to. Tiger Baseball at 9:35. Lot to discuss with them. Big game, must-win game against the Guardians. It's 97-1.
You all have heard me talk about injury attorney David Femenio for quite a while now. Just listen to some of the results that David and his team have been able to get for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another. $11.5 million for a single client. You need an attorney that is going to fight relentlessly for you. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. And you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the website at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Ticket Tech's pouring in on Michigan football. We'll talk Lions, or not Lions, Tigers. Tigers is a big game today. Coming up at 9:35, the question on everybody's mind. Ticket Tech's on Michigan. Through six games, the Wolverines are averaging 115 passing yards per game. Quarterbacks are garbage. You can't win in a Power 5 conference if you can't throw the ball even a little. Jay in Warren. Curious, how many players will make business decisions regarding the rest of the season during this bye week?
It's a great question.
If you're a guy projected to go in the first round, you're Will Johnson, you're Mason Graham.
Colson Loveland.
Jaden Davis needs to be QB1. Can't be much worse. And at least you're building something for the future, Joe, in Lincoln Park. Bye week, also a time to consider that.
Yeah, I mean, all things have to be on the table.
It's not like Tuttle did so much to where I go, well, that's your quarterback moving forward. Yeah, element of surprise, he came in and caught Washington off guard. They were expecting option football. Once Washington made their adjustment, what a concept, coaching adjustments.
But were they really expecting option football? Because how much did they actually run Alex Orji? Like, if you have him as your quarterback, shouldn't he, along with Kalel Mullins, who was your leading or is your leading rusher in attempts and yards, shouldn't he be a close second in games?
Jed Fish mentioned, because I asked him about the defense and how it changes, he said less option football now that Orji's out. So they were, however you want to say it, safety's in the box. They had to be aware of the QB run game. Once Orji left the game, it was a more traditional offensive approach. And once Washington made their adjustments, Michigan didn't find the end zone again. Their final five possessions were three and out, fumble interception, run out of time. So, I mean, that's when I go back to coaching is, sure, you got him with the element of surprise. Like, Tuttle was okay. I don't know that Tuttle's that good, but I also don't know that they did much to help Tuttle in that football game.
No, I mean, you didn't have receivers that were finding a way to get open. And you would have thought that if you do have a quarterback in there that is passing, that has the ability to throw the ball or at least see guys open, you have a full complement of field open. You're not cutting the field in half and saying, hey, just read this side of the field, that there would have been motivation to get open.
Well, is there not a case then to go Jaden Davis? Like, I guess I agree with that ticket texture. I'm going to start a 25-year-old Jack Tuttle to win eight games. I'll throw Davis. I only win seven. At least I got something to build on for next season, right? He'll have the live reps, some big road environments, some top 25 games. Like, you don't want to set him up to fail, but at least he's got a decent run game, right?
Well, he should have a decent run game. Should be able to throw the ball around. I mean, that's what he was recruited as, a guy that could do both.
Right.
Well, that he might even playing him prove just how bad the talent is at receiver, though. Like, if these guys can't get separation, nobody's going to do anything, right? But I mean, you have to be an NFL caliber quarterback to pinpoint passes when guys are blanketed over him.
But let's break that down more. I agree. Receivers aren't generating enough separation. Isn't some of that incumbent on coaching to have schemes that free guys up, passing concepts, pre-snap motion, play action, like something to generate a receiver who's not open because he's got make you miss. He's open because the defense didn't account for him because of the scheme. Michigan's doing none of that to help out their receivers who aren't generating
and
separation.
And that's the puzzling part. I mean, seriously, they could call Ben Johnson and get some advice. But I'm telling you what, all this stuff goes to a couple texts I just gave you about they're almost behaving like they don't care.
I don't think that's true.
No. I'm dead serious. In terms of they know something's coming. They know the penalty's coming. You gave a guy his first chance. You plucked a coordinator in the NFL that didn't have a job. You're giving him a paycheck. Hey, come coordinate us. Get us through this year.
Oh, you're saying from the Ward level, because I don't think Sharon is coaching like he's aware of a suspension. He's trying to win every game.
No, you're saying
Ward's decision to promote from within and Michigan's general complacency
is because of that? Don't care is too strong, but that they know a penalty's coming. They know sanctions are coming. That's what they look like. That's why you didn't go in the portal and go get anybody.
I think those are two different things. The coaching staff is going to decide whether they're going to go to the portal or not. I don't think Ward's telling them you can't go to the portal because we're going to get suspended. I think those are two separate things. Both could be true, right? Suspensions could be coming that may have played into Ward's decision making. I don't think it has anything to do with how Sharon and the staff prepare for this roster or for games. I think those are two separate things.
Or maybe in the portal they tried. And because of the cloud over the program, they couldn't get anybody.
You're the reigning national champion.
But Jim, they could have been used as a negative recruiting tool.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, everything's going to be used as a negative recruiting tool, as should be the positive. We just won a national championship. Why wouldn't you want to come to Michigan? Like, you could sell both sides of that.
248-539-9797. We got open lines. We got ticket text. 9:35, we get to the mood of Tiger fans. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, Hurricane Milton is intensifying very, very quickly. According to the Weather Channel, it's now a Category 4 storm with 150 mile per hour winds, and it's intensifying quickly. So on Sunday morning, it had sustained winds of 65 miles per hour. At 8 o'clock today, those winds were up to 150 miles per hour. So very, very quickly. It's expected to continue strengthening as well, and they say it could briefly hit a Category 5 storm, will then kind of lessen a little bit before it makes landfall in Florida. That's going to be either Wednesday evening into Thursday morning is when they expect it to make landfall. Just devastating, impacting those who are already affected by Hurricane Helene. So they're still dealing with the repercussions of that. Now they've got to prepare for this.
No, they're getting kicked when they're already down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kicked while you're down. And I know it's easy to say just leave. I don't know where they're supposed to go. I know there are areas.
I was thinking about that. Like, oh my gosh, it was me and my kids. I'd be like, I'm out of there. But it's not as easy. It's easy for me to say sitting right here, like, yeah, just pack up everyone and hit the road. But
yeah,
not everyone can do that.
Not everyone can do it. And you're leaving everything behind.
I know.
It's not an easy decision to make.
It's easy for me sitting right here.
Yes.
That's what I was meaning. It would not be easy if I lived there.
Yes.
On a lighter topic, fall is here, right? So it means soon our front lawns or backyards are going to be covered in beautiful leaves, right? And a lot of people will want to clean up those leaves and get their lawns looking really nice. But experts say you should never rake your leaves. Good news to some. Not only will skipping the raking save you time, right? You don't have to be out there, but it will also boost the health of your local ecosystem and your garden beds. And all the fallen leaves even offer a safe space for some important pollinators over the winter months.
So is this like no-mow May on steroids?
Yes.
In fact, have to go rake, right? Like that's just something you have to go do. You should designate a small area that's a no-rake area in your yard for these little pollinators and such that need to have.
Then when you go to clean it up in the fall, your grass is all dead.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
In the spring.
Yeah, don't you want your lawn to look good?
Well, I mean,
raking is part of that.
Well, the leaves also decompose and they create kind of a natural mulch.
Fertilizer, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. There's a whole list of reasons why.
Then rake them all into your flower beds,
you
right?
You don't need to rake.
There you go.
You know, so it's good news for me. That's all I'm saying. This is pretty cool. Northern Michigan's Beaver Island has been named an official dark sky sanctuary by Dark Sky International. And it is kind of a big deal. So the island, which is north of Charlevoix, is now considered one of only 22 sanctuaries in the entire world where people can go and stargaze in just absolute complete darkness. it's hard to get to. So this is not going to be something people are going to flock to. You either need to take a plane or you need to take a 2-hour ferry ride. Like, this is not like a quick little like Mackinac Island trip, right, where you're on a short ferry ride. This is a pretty big deal. But there are other dark sky parks in the state you can go and visit that are not considered these sanctuaries, but still a pretty cool place. So there's other areas you can go travel to in the state.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Tiger Baseball Talk. Today's the day. Get off the ledge. It's going to be all right. It's 97.1.
Hey, we still got Monday Night Football tonight and a great matchup. Cap off NFL Week 5 slate with a chance for a big win on FanDuel. It's America's number one sportsbook. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on tonight's game. Try a same game parlay for tonight's matchup between the Saints and the Chiefs. Try Patrick Mahomes over passing yards, Alvin Kamara over rushing yards, Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. You can choose from those that you want to build yourself or from those that are pre-made for you in the app. All you got to do is visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this NFL season. FanDuel is an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That was a nightmare of a first inning. You go with an opener. He didn't record an out. And then Reese Olson comes in. First pitch. See ya. It's 5-0. So much for getting him off to a good start. Now, Reese settled in, and I'm cool with him pitching later in the series. I actually feel better about him pitching later in the series. But they got to dig out of an 0-1 deficit. Tarek Skubal on the mound today. 4-0-8. 97-1 the ticket. John, there's no reason to panic.
No, there's no reason to panic. I mean, they were going to lose a game at some point in the postseason.
Didn't feel like it, but that's the reality. They were going to lose a game.
But I mean, this is something we haven't experienced in a decade. And all of a sudden, you go out to Houston and you sweep the Astros. You just think it's going to be win, 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 win. Well, there's going to be some losses along the way. Now, you would like it not to be the first game of the series, but now you're in a 5-game series. And the numbers are very different in those that win or lose the first game. Now you're going to pitch the best pitcher in the world in today's matchup. And then, and if you can win that one, you're coming home for 2 games. Correct me if I'm wrong. You only need 3 to win a 5-game series, right? So you don't have to go back to Cleveland if you win today and you take care of business at home.
Right. And you win today, it's 1-1. It's back-to-back at home. Maybe you don't get both of them. If it goes to game 5, Skubal's on the mound again. So I don't have this dread, this apprehension. I know there's this feeling like maybe the magic's gone, right? Maybe the bloom's off the rose. It's October. You're going to turn into a pumpkin. Whatever analogy you want to use. They have not lost back-to-back meaningful games in a month. I think losing Saturday exposed some flaws that we had just kind of glossed over, right? This is not a good hitting ball club, okay? Torkelson, runners in scoring position, regular season, postseason, it's bad, right? We know Cleveland has a great bullpen, maybe something we had glossed over. This Tigers team, for 2 months, as flawed as the roster is, was the best team in baseball. And it's anchored by Tarek Skubal, who throws today. They lose today, all bets are off. Win today, must win, series alive, you're back in control. You have home field for the rest of the series. And one more Skubal start if necessary. I'm the furthest thing from panicking. I still think they're winning the series, even though they're down 0-1. You feel the same way?
I do. And because I trust AJ Hinch. I trust that he is the guy, the puppet master that's pulled all the right strings at the right time. I trust Tarek Skubal. I trust this team because it's not like it was a 2-week stretch where they had to come from 2 behind to get into the playoffs. It's not like they backed in. They earned the right to be there. And it was 2 months. And AJ, when he was with us last week, talked about, you know, yes, this is the first opportunity that these players have, you know, quote unquote, played in the postseason, but they've been playing postseason ball because they know that they've had to win to get in. They've been playing postseason with that type of mentality every time they take the field for 2 months.
We've had a mixed response today. We've been on the air almost 4 hours. We've had plenty of people who are like us, so I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but John, we've had a lot of people who are concerned, who are near that edge. about to take a jump. Settle down. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. Where are you at? Which camp are you in? They are down 0-1. Do you still think they're winning this series, or have you reached the point where you think the ride's over? 248-539-9797. I know nationally, the Tigers are being taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We had John Morosi on earlier, and this is what he had to say. They might be taken more seriously nationally than locally, based on some of, not all of, some of the panic we've seen on the phones and ticket texts today.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is some panic. And I get it, but at least on Saturday, all right, they're down 5-0 in the first inning. You had something else to turn to, right? It was college football Saturday. If things go bad today,
you're going to wear it.
You're certainly going to wear it because you may turn away, but then you're going to look back and say, okay.
Peeking through your fingers.
Yeah. But today's the day where you don't want to have anything to turn to because Tarik Skubal is going to be on the mound. And I talk about all the things I trust. Of all of them I trust the most is that Tarik Skubal is going to go out there and give you the best chance to win.
Skubal's so important because you're down 0-1, but he's so much more important too because of the kind of way the Tigers are going to have to win. If you have a lead after six, you're in a much better spot than if you're trailing. The stat they showed on Saturday, and it was chilling, bone chilling. When Cleveland has a lead after six, they are 71-2. Now 72-2. And if you watched what they had coming out of the bullpen, seven strikeouts and 4 1/3, wipeout stuff. Now, some of that, I think the Tigers are swinging for the fences. They were down big, trying to hit, you know, extra power and extra bases. But Cleveland's bullpen is better than Detroit's bullpen by the numbers. Taking all the fandom out of it, they've got the better bullpen. So you have to have the lead after six. Skubal's the best case scenario for having the lead after six. You can do it with one guy toe-to-toe. It's why Skubal's so important, not just generally, but for this matchup specifically.
You know, in the Cleveland bullpen, too, I said to you before the show today, I thought they tried to intimidate the Tigers by bringing them out there and using some of their better bullpen guys. Now, the argument is just to keep them fresh, you know, that they hadn't been in game action in several days. I do think there's a negative to it, that they let the Tigers hitters see some of these guys.
Yeah, in the case of Clase, it hasn't mattered, but
we've all known from the beginning, if they get the Clase with a lead,
it's over.
It's over. We knew that before the series. Now, that even isn't impossible, because I've seen it happen in baseball before, where these closers in high leverage situations aren't always the same as they were in the regular season. There's only one I trust, and it was Rivera.
Well, they're comparing him to Mariano.
I mean, I saw Dennis Eckersley get hit off, sure. You know, so it happens.
But 101 mile an hour cutter, you just don't have a chance. Like, Riley Green's cheating and he still breaks his bat. I mean, there's nobody hits this guy. He's getting the Mariano Rivera comparisons, and they actually feel justified.
I just think that some of the criticism after game one is a classic Monday morning quarterbacking, which is what happens, especially in a playoff game. Maybe people aren't completely familiar with how the Tigers have played this year. Ty Holton was the guy.
Yeah.
He just was. Now, there is some criticism, I think, to bringing in Olson as a right out of the bullpen, because he doesn't do that. He's never done that, right, in this season. So maybe wrong guy or whatever. And I just think people are, like, completely overreacting. This is who they are. They responded to a 7-1 loss in Baltimore 2.5 weeks ago and won two super, super, like, intense games in Baltimore where they blew a lead, and then they bounced back and won it in extra innings, and then they won the game on that Sunday when it was tied late and Carpenter homered. So they've shown resiliency. Why can't you trust that?
John can, I can, you yeah. can. I think you have to.
And here's the other thing about Skubal being on the mound. He pitches, and especially when he gets into innings 4, 5, and 6, the punch outs, the way that he responds and his just enthusiasm, the way he attacks the game, is infectious throughout the entire team. So when he goes screaming off the mound, now all of a sudden at the bat, you get a different mentality because of the leader of your team, Tarik Skubal, is out there pitching, and you want to make sure that you match that.
Your issues with this team, concerns with this team. Do you feel like after the first game, they're going to be all right? You're unwavering in your feelings, or are you starting to let doubt creep in for this baseball team? One member of the show will be there today. We'll tell you who next. It's 97.1.
Hey, I get asked all the time about why I decided to lose weight and what motivated me. There's a lot of factors involved. Some that motivated me were, it was my family. I want to make sure that I'm around for my kids' entire life. I want to make sure that I am able to play with them, whether it's their sports or with Teddy. I want to be on the ground playing with them. And I don't have grandkids yet. Hopefully there's none on the immediately. But I want to be able to play with my grandkids as well. So I contacted Ideal You, and you could do the same thing at idealyou.us. If you want to change your life, maybe it's you just want to look better in pictures, go to idealyou.us right now to schedule your free consultation. They're going to assign you a weight loss coach and tell you how to lose weight, what to eat and drink to lose weight. You could be 20, 30, or even 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. Ideal You has helped thousands of people just like you and me. I've mentioned it already. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I'm down 70 pounds since I started, and I feel so much better. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
Before we pass the baton to Carson Anderson, some ticket texts, and we have to reveal one member of the show will be at the game today in Cleveland. Not John. It's not me.
Nope.
Heather's not making plans to go to Cleveland today.
No.
Hi there.
Tom Milliken.
Yes. Me and the family, the kids are out of school today. We pulled them out. I'm leaving here probably 15 minutes after 10, get home 11. Change my clothes, get on my Tiger gear, and we are making the track. We will go Route 2 in Ohio to avoid the toll roads because I'm not giving that state my money. I know John's proud of me for this
100%
decision.
Support.
Very, very proud of me. I brought up earlier, we brought this up, and about parking. We're preparing, like, I need to get a little cash on my way home here because you might have to pay cash for parking. Yep. And $100, I was thinking it would be the nightmare scenario. Right. Some people text earlier after I had said that and said, like, try something like the Cleveland State Garage, which is just a few blocks down, and it's like $20 or something like that. It's not cheap.
Go. Yeah.
So
how early will you get there?
I'm hoping to park somewhere between 2 and 2:15.
Okay.
So it's from my house, it's only a 2-hour and 20-minute drive. Here's your Tecumseh. Well, I already live in Ohio. No, I don't. But that Cleveland State Garage is the home of the Vikings, Heather's Vikings.
Oh.
Cleveland State Vikings.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
My Vikings.
So I'm going to, I might park with Heather's people.
Yes. Yes.
We're jacked. I'm so excited. Like, I've been kind of bubbling over here in the last little bit because I'm getting the adrenaline going.
Oh, sure.
I am tired right now, and I might try to take a nap on the way. We'll see how that plays out. But
oh, you're not going to drive?
I'll drive most of the way, but if I'm feeling it, just a recharge. You know,
once you get in the car, you're going to be.
I know, probably not. So then it might be on the way home instead. So
that's fine. Yeah.
We'll see.
How did the kids react when they found out they were going? Like, what was their reaction? Were they so pumped?
So I showed Sam on the app, the ballpark app, and he didn't realize it was in Cleveland at first.
Oh.
And so then I'm like, no, look, it's Monday. It's not Wednesday. It's.
Yeah.
In Cleveland. So and all of them are excited. So
oh, I bet.
Road trip. Are you going to make them get up tomorrow morning and go to school?
Yes, they are. That was the agreement. If I'm going to be here tomorrow, they're going to be there because they're getting 3 more hours sleep than me. We're committed. We're staying till the end. I don't care when it ends because there's no ghost runner in extra innings here. And I think today's got a chance to potentially do that. I think the Tigers are going to have a small lead when Scooble comes out of the game. And it's just going to be as intense as it can get for playoff baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way these two teams play, right? They're both good bullpens, well-pitched, scrappy offenses. Like, yeah, you're probably in for a 3-2 nail-biter today.
Yeah, and so this is the kids' first out-of-town sporting event. I've been to several in my life, part of what I do for a living, but me and Kelly have been to a couple Road Lions games. We went to the famous Marcus Pollard overturn in Tampa in 2005. I'm like, why do I have to be here? I actually took a picture of the scoreboard when they led briefly before it was overturned, and I still have that picture of them leading that game.
Is there any consideration for a souvenir?
Yeah, I think so. It depends again on the price. Like, I was going, I think, you know, the other indoctrination, especially for the boys, I don't know if Anna would probably want something a little more female, pink or something maybe, but getting the boys their first, like, it has both teams' logo shirt on it. So it's, ALDS.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have those for the ALDS, but that's the Greg Hargrave collection because he loves that shirt where he wears Final Four shirts. Like he has the Final Four shirt from 2013 that's got all four teams on it and the Wichita State Shockers, because that's a great way to get a logo on your on a shirt sometimes that you would never buy.
Right.
Now it's the Indy or the Guardians here, so it's a little different, but maybe they got some knockoff Indian version one outside the park. I'm buying that if they have that. That's a great idea, isn't it?
I'm sure you'll see all kinds of things there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You're in Ohio. You'll see lots of things
there. I want to smell a lot of things, too.
I'm happy you're going, though. Like, this is awesome. I mean, this is the stuff. Clearly, Wednesday is what everybody's looking forward to in our own backyard.
Yeah.
But you got these a little cheaper. You could take the kids. You could take the family. And it's a different kind of atmosphere. You said you've never done a road Tiger playoff game.
No, I haven't. And so that's what I'm even getting indoctrinated into something here today.
Sure.
A little bit. But hopefully, all I'm asking for is a competitive game. It would be tough to sit there, and this is the one time Scooble got knocked around or something like that. That's where it would take a little air out of it, you know?
Well,
because
it
had to be tough sitting there Saturday for the Tiger fans that did go down there.
Sure.
That was what are we doing here? It was like when North Carolina played Michigan State in the Final Four, the championship game here, that the air was out immediately.
The one thing that you can guarantee, no matter what happens, is the rest of your life and the kids' lives, they will always say, remember when we went to Cleveland, and they'll associate what happened in the game with that trip.
You know, and just to see their expression for the first time when the Guardians do something well and there's a standing ovation for them and we're all just sitting there kind of like, what?
Are you going to let them boo?
If they want to, they can. I'm protected by them a little bit today, too. That's the other thing about going. I've never done this before.
The human child shield.
Yes, exactly.
Well, no one with children,
kids.
So you're good.
Except you.
So we're like in the rafters, though. We're the last section in the right field upper deck, 14 rows up. So we're going to be sitting far away. And I told them that, too. And I said, look, these aren't the seats that you typically have when we go here.
Right.
So they've been fortunate to sit in way better seats than I used to as a kid. I mean, I used to sit at the top of the Silver Dome.
They'll be able to look back at this and say, we were there when Tarek Skubal evened the series up.
Yep.
Scooble start, swung the series back to Comerica Park. Yeah, I think they'll have this with them forever. Like, the ages you're talking about are the ages where you form your lifelong sports memories. Like, they'll be telling people 20, 30 years from now, yeah, Dad took us out of school and we went down to the game, the playoff game, and Tarek Skubal was on the mound. So I love that you're doing this. And I do think they're going to win today. John, you think they're going to win today?
I do.
We all think they're going to win today. Ticket Texter says, must win game. They don't win this, the series is over. Yeah, I mean, you hate to say it's over until it's over, given their chances of getting here were so slim, but it feels like if you lose this, the series is over.
Yeah, I mean, then you're going to have to go back to Cleveland. You know you've got to win both games at home. It just ramps up the pressure on the team and whoever is the pitcher in game three.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.